Moncrief on News Talk.
It is also the summer, of course, and now that the weather is warmer, should you reassess what goes where in the kitchen? If you keep jam in the cupboard, should it go in the fridge? Should it have been in the fridge anyway? Denise O'Donoghue, Life Hacks correspondent at the Irish Examiner, has been delving into this controversial topic. Hello, Denise.
Hello.
Ah, there you are. Sorry.
Hi.
We lost you there for a second. Why is it, Denise, when you go into a supermarket and eggs are just stacked up on the aisles, but when people go home, they have to put them in a fridge?
Honestly, I think that's habit. I think the general rule of thumb, if you're walking around the supermarket, is if it's on a regular shelf, you can keep that in your cupboard. If it's in the fridge, then you should put it in the fridge at home. So eggs, ketchup, those are always kind of the things that cause debates in a lot of households, whether you put it in the fridge or you put it in the cupboard. A lot of disputes around that one. But I think, look, if you're in doubt, the fridge is probably your safest bet. And with a lot of them, it'll just tell you on the packaging anyway.
Yeah.
No, eggs maybe not so much. They might not always come with packaging, but definitely your ketchup will tell you the cupboard is fine. But for a lot of things, if they've been opened, then they will need to be in the fridge.
Yeah. Now, okay, so say, for instance, jam or marmalade. Once you've opened those, is it probably better to put them in the fridge then?
It is. Basically, anything the air gets at. So once you've opened it, you've kind of taken off that seal, so it's a little bit more exposed to the general bacteria in the air and whatever else. So it'll start, I suppose, its lifespan basically accelerates that little bit when it has the air at it. So keeping it in a colder place like the fridge is going to keep it at its kind of its best consistency and safety for longer.
Right. Okay. Because I always now I think you're right actually, but I had kind of until relatively recently always thought like if it had a lot of sugar in it, then it was grand. You didn't need to put it in the fridge, like jam, like marmalade, and like ketchup.
Yeah, and again, I think there is some truth to that as well. Like it is quite preserving sugar, so I think you're probably not really putting yourself in danger if it's in the cupboard for a few days over the fridge. But definitely coming into summer, you know, the temperature is going up. Hopefully not too high for us. I know we much prefer a nice temperate climate, but if it does happen to be a heat wave or anything like that, you should put it into the fridge, or you will start seeing a lot of food spoiling.
Oh, really? Now, peanut butter, can that go off?
It can. And really high temperatures, if it's exposed to it, it can go a bit rancid. So that's the one that actually surprised me, that people recommend you put that one into the fridge when it starts getting higher, you know, kind of close to 30 degrees, which we're very far away from now, thankfully. Because to me, that's kind of counterintuitive, because if you're trying to put your knife into peanut butter, that can be tough at the best of times, never mind getting it nice and cold in the fridge and rock hard.
Yeah. So that's a hell of a choice then, because you're risking the peanut butter going off if you leave it in the cupboard, but at least you can spread it. But if you put it in the fridge, sure, it's useless. It's a paperweight.
Well, you'd have to have a bit of patience and nearly defrost it, I think. Leave it out for a little bit to get back to normal room temperature and then pop it back in.
And then you forget it and you go off to work and you come home and it's gone mouldy. What happens to peanut butter when it goes off?
It just goes rancid. So I think it's more kind of a flavour thing. And I know sometimes peanut butter is an acquired taste anyway, but you definitely don't want that kind of experience on your toast or your bagel or whatever.
Yeah. And chocolate as well. Now, there'd be a lot of people who might keep chocolate in the fridge anyway, though it can be a wee bit too cold. But if you leave it out and, you know, if we have a series of good days, is it like a mould or something that grows on it?
It's not mold, but, you know, when it melts and then it rehardens, you will see that kind of white cast on it. So it's basically just kind of a bloom. It's the milk, I think, whatever way it resets. So it's not actually harmful for you, but obviously it kind of spoils your experience of having it. And I know myself, chocolate's gotten so expensive. I kind of want to enjoy the whole experience and not have to be looking at something a bit unsightly. So keep it in the fridge until you want it in, again, very hot temperatures. Or if that is just your own personal preference, that's probably the safest way to do it, because there's nothing worse than, you know, reaching for it and it's a bit squidgy and awful and then it's reset and it's not looking the best.
Now, again, bread, okay, and I suppose in this weather, you can occasionally find bread with a bit of mould on it. I don't know if that's bad for you or not. I think it might be penicillin. But should you keep that in the fridge?
Yeah, no, the mould, per se, wouldn't risk it. sampling it myself, but keeping it in the fridge will actually slow down anything like that happening in the hot weather. So once it gets hotter, again, it accelerates, I suppose, the life cycle of your bread. So the mold will develop that bit faster. Keeping it in the fridge keeps that at bay. The only downside is it will taste a little bit stale. Just, I suppose, it's a different environment, so that that side of things kind of comes out more. But I know I'll take stale bread over mouldy bread. At least I can toast the stale out of it, so you don't notice it so much.
Yeah. Now, and a lot of the things we've been talking about, and possibly it could be one of those situations where people don't realise, because you buy a bottle of ketchup and you've never actually read the instructions. But and a lot of these, they actually say put it in the fridge once you've opened them.
They do, and things as well, like I suppose a jar of bolognese, if you've bought that but you're only using half of it, you're supposed to put the other half into the fridge. And you know, even something like fruit, which we'd always keep in a bowl, when it starts getting hotter, that should probably go in the fridge too. You know, like even if it's only your berries, like blueberries or strawberries, they'll last a lot longer. Actually, my favourite thing for something like strawberries, which can be really fast to go off, I put them into a jar and then into the fridge, and they seem to last nearly double the time, just because they don't quite spoil so quickly.
Yeah, and is it just kind of your small? Should you put apples in the fridge?
I think apples will be okay. Like, now, maybe keep an eye on them. I feel like they're just a bit of a hardier fruit. Like, they're probably not going to go bad that quickly. But I think berries, maybe bananas, probably. But again, you kind of would need to keep those away from other things, because I know bananas can cause other foods to spoil a little bit faster. So that's why they say don't keep them with the other fruit.
Yeah. So, like, people are now, some people might be listening to us now, sitting in the kitchen, saying, I have to take pretty much everything out of the cupboard and put it in the fridge. Are our fridges too small, really?
I mean, maybe. Maybe we all need those massive American ones. But honestly, like, currently, a day like today, what's in your cupboard is probably fine to be in your cupboard. So this is more your heat wave situation, or even, I suppose, a lot of houses now, like the newer houses, they're very hot sometimes in the summer too, like between the insulation and the heating. So maybe in those situations, you'd want to keep an eye on it. But just early 20s of a temperature, you're probably okay. But as it kind of climbs a little bit, definitely keep an eye on them.
Yeah. So do you have everything in your fridge, Denise?
Not everything. Now, I probably do keep the eggs and the ketchup in there, just because it might be a placebo effect, but I feel like they last that little bit longer anyway.
Yeah.
But I know there's nothing wrong with keeping those in the cupboard.
Yeah. Denise, thanks a million. Thanks, Denise, for talking to us today. That was Denise O'Donoghue there, Life Hacks columnist at the Irish Examiner.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.